The following shiur has been presented by
Rav David Yaslovsky,
Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Soite Daf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah and Daf Tes, the Mishnah discusses the great reward that Moshe Rabbeinu deserves because he was zeicher to give Yosef the highest level of kavod. Vayikach Moshe es atmes Yosef, mi gadol Moshe shalom es asik b'yala amakam. Because of this, he deserved that the Rabbeinu Shalom himself was asik in his gevurah. And the Gemara continues a brisa, boyu rei kama chaviva mitzvahs al Moshe Rabbeinu at shas tias Mitzrayim, when all of Kal Yisrael was busy with the bizas hayam, with the bizas Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Yikach Mitzvahs. You see, Vayikach Moshe is Atmos Yosef. The Gemara on the base asks a kasha. Here it says, Vayikach Moshe is Atmos Yosef. And here it says, Ves Atmos Yosef as Helu B'nei Yisroel. So the Gemara says, Amar B'cham B'chanina, Kola Oysa Dova V'lo Gomroi, somebody who does something and doesn't finish, Uboach Eva Gomroi, Mala Lava Kosov, Asher Gomroi, Ke'ilu Asai. The person that finished it, he's the one that did the whole thing. So, it doesn't seem to stim 100% with the Mishnah. You could have said that this is Medrashas, Halukas, the Mishnah is bringing one point, the Gemara is bringing a different point. But Lemaisa, you see in the Gedolei Achronim, we'll see a big nafkamina from this Gemara. And really, we should have said a third tzad. Normally, in Chayshe Mishpat and Simen Kuf Pei Hei, in Hilchas Sarsur, I talk about a broker or a shatchin. There's a concept of a maschil and a goymer. You look there in the Pesach Tshuva, in Sifkot and Gimel, it's very Meirich. There were different menhagim, different mekoymes. In some places, they would split the maschil and the goymer. The maschil would get half, and the goymer gets half. Other places split it between a maschil and a ptoy and a goymer. Yet other places seem to give the maschil only a shlish. Maybe there's a svara to this. You could say, Hilchas Shutfim, if Yevshel Zebel is that one person originated the deal, without the originator, it wouldn't work. Another person, he closed that deal. Without the closer, without his abilities, his capability to work out the deal to the closing, it also wouldn't work. So give it 50-50. Sometimes, maybe it is a svara, that the person who caused it also did something towards bringing the people to the table. So there's a svara that he should get as a maschil and a goymer, or at least two parts out of three. Sometimes in Tzar Sirius also there's a maschil from one side, a goymer from one side, so you get only a sixth. But nobody says that we should discredit somebody's input totally. And here the Gemara comes and says, if somebody starts something, he doesn't finish. Ma'o akosav al the gomroi, the one that finishes the deal, he's the one that gets credit for the whole thing. So the shoyel in Shaila Shetshuvos Shev Yankiv and Simen Yud Gimel wanted to bring this raya that this whole thing, all the minhagim to give the maschil anything, is not merkah adin. Because really, you see, the Gemara says clearly that the maschil who couldn't finish it deserves nothing. So the Shev Yankiv, in his response to this, points out that In most cases, if someone originated the deal and it was not rejected, so he did something, the person heard it, he needs more help to finish it. So then, in such a case, it's pashut that the maschil is still here doing the job, together with the goymer. So that's pashut that they would have to split. But the question arises in a case where the maschil, the person who tried originating the shidduch, and this is really the question of the Shav Yankov, and the Shoyal and the Shav Yankov also brought up this point. That what happened was that the first person who had the idea tried to read the shidduch, that was the Shav Yankov was talking about, to one side, and his idea was rejected. He said, I only want to marry off my daughter to Ben Torah, and I'm not interested in your shidduch. Then the second people came, and they pushed the shidduch, and something changed. So Shoyal there brings a Tshuvas HaRosh, which the Besaisiv brings in Kuf Behei, when the Rosh says, Reuben is trying to be a sarser of Shimon to sell his house, and he got a buyer, he went to Levi, and the Moicher said, I don't want to sell to Levi because he's my enemy. Afterwards, he sold it to someone else. But the Saracen says, listen, I bought you a buyer who's willing and able to buy the house, so pay me for it. Zok the Rosh, I don't know what you're saying. Meisim b'chol yoyim, she'yesh b'mekach echad kamer sarasur, even if I ask you to go bring me a buyer, and if you bring me a buyer, I'll pay you. It means that if you'll be gomer the mekach, if you'll finish the deal, you'll get paid. But if somebody was not finished the deal, you don't get paid. But then he says, Vade, if you would tell him, I don't want to sell it to you because he's my soini. Then he went himself and did sell it to Levi. Ze vade hayu ramois. That would be considered ramois. V'tzorach litin l'schore. But in such a case, you don't have to give him anything. This is doimer to the Gemara of Yoret Lahatzav Lahitzel Ein L'schore. That the Gemara talks about a case where two people's chamor fell into the river, and he says, you'll leave yours and take mine. And he went in and tried to get it. It wasn't matzel. The Gemara says, Ein L'schore. And the Rosh says that the reason in that Gemara you have is chartircha, at least, is specifically in that case because he lost that his own chamor. But generally, if you're trying to do something to get the bigger schar, and you left that alone, you don't get it. Yeah, interesting that the Nesivus in Shulamad Hey, when he talks about a kablin, he does say that even if you're not going to get the schar of a kablonus, you'll at least get the schar of schar tircha. He cites this Gemara. I don't know why Yishtamitzei L'chor, he doesn't talk out that the Tshuvas HaRosh here says that it's only a case of Hifsid Chamori. In other words, I think the Svara is because in a case where you're losing out your Chamor, so you never really spoke out to get paid a big payment. You're only really saying, pay me for my losses. So in such a case, if he doesn't get the job done, at least he should get paid Schar Tircha. But generally, you don't get paid Schar Tircha. And besides for that, it seems like the Beis Yosef, the Rosh is saying that the Minhag HaOlam by Sarsiris, for sure, is that you're not going to get paid anything unless you bring the deal to the close. Ad kan divrei HaRosh. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, when he brings this Rosh, he brings it b'shinei k'tzas, and he says, Reuben hayu le'bayis limkor, Uba Shimon v'sirsa l'macher l'levi. V'omar Reuven sh'levi sainay. Reuven said, I don't want to sell it to him because he's my sainay. V'ein eretz l'mkor loy. V'achakach mochre l'levi ayde acher. Afterwards, he sold it to him ayde someone else. Means he took a different sarsa to finish it. Chayev litin l'shimon sarsa rusa. You have to give to the original originator what's deserving to him. So what do we see here? We see that the Rosh himself would say the same svara also, even in the case where it did sell to Levi, to the buyer that was bought by this broker. But it was the only reason the Rosh says that he doesn't deserve anything is because it was a Ramayis. But where he really was not a Ramayis, and he really didn't want to sell it to him, and really his deal fell through. You see, he gets nothing. So the Shev Yankov responds to this Shoyl, and he says, that's true, but there's a chilek. And if the first buyer, that if the second Shatchanim didn't need the efforts of the first Shatchan, the Hainu, they thought of this idea on their own. And his input is not necessary to get the job done, the Maisa. So then, you say, Enochanami, you started, but because it was stopped, Shalibira Mois, so the efforts of the Maschil aren't taka nothing. But if the second Shatcharim are only going with the idea of the first Shatcharim, the Hainu, they would never think of it on their own. And now, they're really just fearing Gois, his idea. He says, then of course, you have to pay the first Shatchan because of his Haschala. And he cites to this a different Medrash by David HaMelech, that over there it says, Mizmor Shir Chalukas HaBayis HaTovid, the Yalkut and Tilim says, you see, that the credit was given to David HaMelech. So, the Shev Yankov says, how does that stem with our Gemara that's giving the whole credit to the Goymer? So, the Shev Yankov, it's not the same thing. Over there, the Binyam Beis HaMikdash, even though Shlomo HaMelech also has a schar, but David HaMelech is considered that he has the whole thing, because if it had not been for David HaMelech's machshava, that he says, this machshava that he should build the Beis HaMikdash, if he wouldn't have had it, who knows if later would have, somebody would have had it. So later on, Shlomo HaMelech was building on an idea which was David HaMelech's idea. So therefore, even though he couldn't fear it, but still, it's Nikra al Shmoi. Hashenkei, my Moshe Rabbeinu, is like the Shev Yankov, there, Bnei Yisrael would have done, if not for Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the Marsha and Agamara seems to say that they were busy with the Biza. But he's saying, no, Bnei Yisrael had a Shvur and they would have done it. Just they had, they said, Kvoide Big Doylem. So they had a way to put the burden on Moshe Rabbeinu. But they would have done it if not for him. So once they would have done it without him. And they did it lamaisa, they brought it to the finish. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He just did aschola, which he wasn't capable of finishing. So therefore, he really has no claim over here. In the Igros Moshe, when he talks a similar shaylin, like Aleph, Choshev Mishpat, Sim Memtes, about a broker who tried to broker a house and it didn't work out, then I would try a different sale, then they came back on the market, then they sold it without the broker. So Rav Moshe, at the end, he comes similar to the Shev Yankov and the Halacha, but he wants to say a totally different reading in the Tshuvas HaRosh. that this that the Rosh says that it was Ramoyitz, therefore shouldn't get paid, that means that the person was saying that I knew about this buyer anyways on my own. I didn't need your favor of telling me about this buyer, but I didn't want to sell it to him because he's a Sine. But if it was a case where I didn't know about the buyer and you did me a favor by telling me about the buyer, so then even if it was Hifzik Inyan because he was a Sine and it was the MS, it wasn't Ramayas, still I would have to pay you because Lamaisa I took your Pu'ula. Lemaisa, the reading of the Rosh, the way the Shavyankov and the Shoyal said, Lemaisa is also like that in the Neid of Yehuda, and Ramosh himself points this out. The Neid of Yehuda, when he talks about our Amor, he says he doesn't understand. In a case where you put in a separate, a second Sarsur, why necessarily does it have to be considered Ramoyus? Sometimes I didn't think the deal would go through, and I thought I needed a second Sarsur to have the deal done. So why would you say that it's a Ramoyus to put in a second Sarsur? And the Rebbe Yehuda Taka learns that, of course, if that itself, that you'll bring in a second Sarsur to finish the deal, you would have to pay the goymer also, and it would be split between the maschil and the goymer, because that's not Ramoyis. But the Rebbe Yehuda was asking that maybe it's true, and a second sarsur was necessary, that the first shatchan, the first sarsur's efforts were totally in vain, and they were not necessary at all. So you see clearly from the Rebbe Yehuda that he had a makor here from the Rosh, that in a case where the first Shatchet's efforts were rejected and a second Shatchet was necessary, he said far was that the Goymer should have the whole thing. He just says that the Ramo Lemaise says that you would still split it. Other Achroinim, the Shasa Truvis Mehaltzinis, and I saw that Shai also is mechavan to his mahalach also, say a whole different svara. They say that in the case where that Shai talks about somebody who read a shidduch, it didn't work out, the person got married to someone else, and later, after they got divorced from the second person, they went back to the first shidduch. So, they say a svara that at the point where the shatchan figured that his efforts were not going to happen, asuchi asach taitimine. It's like a yish bailim that they're miyayish from ever getting any money from this deal. It didn't go through. And when the deal starts again, either himself or either a second shatchid, it's parm chadoshes ba'olukan. And it seems like in the Shalaz of Shuvah's Meral Tzinnis that he's taking that this svara is gufa, the pshat and the Shuvah's Harosh that we have. Lemaisa, it would seem like from the Shav Yankov's halacha that he's not taking this on at all. When the idea of the first shatchet was necessary and the second shatchon would not think of it, it doesn't go away. Ramosha very much is taking on that I can make a pu'ula now. I'm saying that any time you want to use this pu'ula, you want to use it later on, after you get divorced or whatever it is, you'll want to use it, you're going to have to pay for it. So why should I be miayish from it? I'm giving it to you. It's not an aveda. to use, like a Yesh Brishus, really. Derech Shai himself asks this question. So, I saw in the Mishpat Sholem in Siman Kuf Pei Hei, he brings some others, they want a mechalik between a shatchin and a sarsar. Really, a shatchin, it's very hard to come up with the idea, to come to shtim the personality. So the idea itself is worth something if you can come back to it later. Mashenkin by a mekach or memkar, the idea itself is not really worth so much. What's worth is getting the deal done. A part of getting the deal done is originating, and part of getting the deal done is closing it. So I think that's really the simple way, the reading of the Rosh, the way all like the Achorim read it. Normally speaking, you would say a sarasar that doesn't get the job done is nothing, because he's not getting paid for releasing information that this person wants to buy this in this house. He's getting paid for helping with the entire sale. Now, when his effort was rejected, there's really nothing there. So therefore, if later on, after this deal fell through, it should come to be sold to the same buyer, i.e. someone else who could get the job done, and there was no Ramoyis involved, so it would seem like the Rosh is saying that in that case, you don't have to pay the first shatchin. Kalpanim, the Shev Yankim, goes back to our Gemara, and he says that in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, where it would have happened anyways without him, he says that's why the Gemara says that Bnei Yosef said first, Kvoidim Merubim, then Bnei Yisrael said, Kvoidim Gdoilim. I mean, the Gemara is bringing this point, that really, Yidden would have done it anyways. But, what was the schar of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu could have also said, Kvoidim Merubim. Really, it's better for Yosef HaTzadik's sake that he should be taken care of by Gan's Kal Yisrael. But he didn't say that because he was Chacham Leif Yikach Mitzvahs. That was the specialty of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Moshe Feitzer, he's Matcha the Shev Yankim, he says, well, in the Mishnah it says, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu did get Tzchar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmei was covering him. But could be, you could say, along with the way of the Shev Yankim, that the schar that Moshe Rabbeinu got was good for that he knew that he wouldn't get anything. He knew that the Yisrael had this idea anyways, and it might have come to that being that he'll finish up the whole job. But still, Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs. He did it because he wanted to do the Shem the Mitzvah itself. Similar to the Gemara Makkah says, Oz Yavdol Moshe Rabbeinu was Mavdol, the Sholosh Orim Menever HaYarden. He put aside Ari Miklat, even though Moshe Rabbeinu knew that those Ari Miklat would not be koilet unless the ones in Eretz Yisrael are already separated also. But also, the Gemara says there, Moshe Rabbeinu did it because Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs. He was interested, Oyev Kesef, Luyiz by Kesef. So, it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu does such a chesed shalemes, just for the sake that Yosef HaTzadik should get the proper covet, such a chesed, Ribbono Shel Olam took back to Moshe Rabbeinu, the ultimate chesed, that the Torah finishes with Gnudas Chasadim, that Ribbono Shel Olam himself was covered Moshe Rabbeinu, out of Gnudas Chasadim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.